what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpap in the Jot'em Down store talking to Abner. Listen.
Abner, are you sure that Lum ain't mad at me over that building deal?
Of course not, Grandpap. I've been trying to tell you that he was tickled to death when he found out you wanted to get out of the deal. See, he never wanted to put up no office building for that friend of yours any more than you wanted to have one built.
And I hope you're right.
If both of you hadn't have been so stubborn-headed, you wouldn't have got into this mix-up. Why didn't you just come right out flat-footed and tell Lum you never wanted no building built?
I don't know, Abner. Seemed like all I done was just sort of mention that Doc Withers was going to need a place to work in when he come to town. And before we got done, Lum had it up to a 7-story office building. Seven-legged skyscraper.
Yeah, well, it's all straightened out now. But next time, say what you mean. Don't go beating around the brush that way. Oh, wait a minute. There comes Cedric. Now I've got to go through some more of that rigmarole with them new shoes he's aiming on buying.
Ain't he bought them things yet?
No, he's going to have them wore out before he takes them out of the store. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Hello, Mr. Abner. Howdy, Mr. Grandpap.
Howdy, Cedric.
The shoes are sitting right over in the regular place. You've got to try them on yourself today, though. I can't, Cedric. My feet are still blistered from yesterday.
Oh, I don't want to look at the shoes today. Thought I'd lay off for a day or two on that and get a fresh outlook on them.
Well, that'll be a nice rest for me, too. What was it you wanted, then? Peanut butter?
Oh, no, Mom. Mama wanted me to bring this back to you.
Bring what back? I can't see what it is. You got it all wrapped up for
it. It's this orange juicer you sold us a couple of weeks ago. It don't work.
It don't?
No, Mom.
Did you take hold of this handle here and push it down like I told you?
Yes, Mom. I done just exactly like you said, but I couldn't get it to work.
Well.
So Mama says, take it back and get her 79 cents.
Well, wait a minute now, Cedric. If something's wrong with that, let me give you another and you take it home and try it. We sold one to the Sea Strunkses and they said theirs worked just fine. Here, now, you take this one and try it.
All right.
Recollect now, just take hold of that handle and push it down good and hard.
Yes, Mama, I know how to do it good. So long.
So long, Cedric.
Are them orange juicers actually any good, Abner?
I don't know. The Sea Strunks is like theirs, all right. It's supposed to be a lot handier than squeezing them out by hand.
Yeah.
Or leastways, that's what the drummer said that sold them to us.
Natural.
Wonder what's wrong with this one that Cedric brung back. Looks all right as far as I can see.
Wait a minute, there comes Lum. Are you sure he ain't mad at me no more?
No, I told you he's glad about it. Practical loves you for backing out of the deal. It saved his life. He couldn't have built a one-story hen house. Yeah, howdy, Lum.
Howdy. Oh, hello, Grandpap, old boy. I think I'm getting things pretty well lined up to welcome your friend Doc Withers. Well, good. Is it definite now that he's going to get here on Monday?
According to the last hearing I got from him, that's when he'll get here, Monday. Packing everything in his car. Gonna drive straight through from Mount Ida.
Has he got a car?
Oh, sure. A big veterinarian like him, he's got to have one.
Doggies?
More than likely one of them big limousines.
Driving straight through, huh?
Yep.
Well,
direct.
Just hope he ain't gonna be tuckered out after a trip like that for all the things that Lum's planning for him. You know, that's a good 27 miles from Mount Ida.
Well, he ain't gonna have to do nothing. Just sit there and listen to my welcome speech and all that.
That's what I say. Feller has to be in pretty good shape to listen to one of them speeches of yours, Lum.
Well, I'm gonna cut it short. Won't run over half, three-quarters of an hour.
Well, you won't need more than one pitcher of water in that case.
Whereabouts are we going to hold this thing? Down at Luke Spears' lunchroom, like you said, over the telephone?
Yeah, I just been down talking to Luke, and he's going to lay out an awful fancy spread for us.
Well, it better be fancy. You know, Doc Withers ain't no little old two-bit veterinary. He's doctored some of the best-knowed hogs in Arkansas.
Well, don't worry. I told Luke to give us the very best thing he's got on the menu.
You mean the hot roast beef sandwich?
You bet your life I do.
Don't.
And what's more, he's promised to squeeze the mashed potatoes in a big letter W on every plate.
W?
Sure. For Doc Withers.
Is that how you spell Doc?
No, Withers. That starts with a W.
Oh, I was going to say Doc spelled D-O-K. I think it's a D. Yeah.
What else have you got lined up for him, Lum?
Well, let's see.
We got to make this big now. You know, Doc's had his name in the veterinary's journal I don't know how many times.
Yeah, you told me.
He's wrote in lots of letters to him asking different questions, and they always print them.
Well?
Put his name right in there in black and ink.
Huh.
Oh, he's a brilliant man. Knows a veterinary business from A to X. Fact is, he knows might nigh everything about every pigeon-toed subject he is. That man's got a well-rounded head on his shoulders. Yes, sirree, Bob, sir.
Doggies, I'll get a fair artist, complexion being around a feller like that.
Well, you ought to be used to that by now, Abner. You've been around me for 30-odd years.
That's what I say.
Well, you don't need to worry about that, though. Doc ain't a man that throws his smartness in your face like Charlie Redfield does. I can't hardly wait to get them two together. It's going to do me good to see old Charlie have to take a back seat now.
I want to see that myself.
Well, what else you got lined up for him, Mom?
Well, for one thing, I've got him a guest card at the Pine Ridge Athletics Club.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, just what does that entitle him to now?
Well, you know what it says on them blotters they had printed up. Golf, tennis, bowling, hand, foot, base, and volleyball.
Is that lawn or hard court tennis?
Well, it don't specify. Member's choice, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but actual, what does it entitle him to?
Horseshoes.
Oh.
Gives him free use of the stobs. Of course, he has to furnish his own shoes.
Well, natural. Big doctor like him wouldn't want to play barefoot.
I mean horseshoes.
Does he wear them? Doggies, he sure must be rocked up in that veterinary business.
What else have you got lined up for him?
Well, Larry Hodgson's going to hitch up a team to that surrey he's got in back of the liver stable there and take him on a sightseeing trip right after lunch, showing the interesting points of Pine Ridge.
I'd like to get in on that myself.
What do you want to go for? You've rode around Pine Ridge 1,000 or 100 times.
Yeah, but I never see nothing interesting.
What else you got, Lum? Gonna make this good, you know.
Well, Lodge is gonna present him the key to the city. The older girl's woodcraft and leather tooling club's gonna make him a leather wallet with his initials tooled in it.
How sweet.
And the Pine Ridge Boy Scouts are gonna name a knot after him.
A knot?
And I'm going to have Will Spencer print up a big welcome sign to hang up in front of the lunchroom, as long as that'll be the first place we'll take him to when he gets here.
Yeah.
Like says, I better call up Will right now and tell him to get to work on that.
Doggies, all that ought to make a good impress on your friend. Don't you think, Grandpap?
I hope so. He's a big man, Abner. Hate to have anything second rate for a fella of his caliber.
Yeah, sure.
Just a minute, Bill. Hello, Will. This is Lum.
Yeah, you know that sign I was talking to you about? Well, you better get started on it right away, because we'll need it on Monday.
Lama's pretty good on ranging things like that.
Oh, just say, Welcome Doc Withers.
I bet putting...
Here, just a minute, Will. Say, don't you fellas think it'd be a good idea to put his full name down on that sign?
Yeah, that'd be nice. What is his name, Grandpap?
Dr. Withers.
Well, there must be more to it than that.
Oh, Dr. B.F. Withers.
Yeah, but what does them initials stand for?
Benjamin Franklin.
Don't change the subject. Lum wants to know what the doc's name is.
But that's it. Dr. Benjamin Franklin Withers.
Oh, don't.
Hello, Will. Make that sign read, Welcome Dr. Benjamin Franklin Withers.
That's a fancy name.
Yeah, I reckon how much that'll cost, Will. Oh, I see. But just a minute. Don't you fellas think that it might look like we're kind of showing off if we use his whole name that way?
No, I don't. I think it sounds good.
Well, Will charges by the letter.
Oh, well.
Don't you think just Welcome Dr. B.F. Withers would sound better?
Oh, heap better. Could make it just Welcome Dr. B. Withers.
Hello, Will. Better just make that Welcome Doc Withers.
That's the best yet, yeah.
Yeah, or just a minute. Abner, which has the least letters in it, Welcome or Hello?
Well, let's see. Welcome spelled W-E-L-L-K-O.
Wait, hello, Will. Make that high doc. Yeah, that's all.
Yes, sir.
Make it fancy. Yeah, me or Abner Juan will pick it up early Monday morning. All right, fine, Will. Goodbye. As Will, I was talking to
you. Oh.
Well, that takes care of the sign. Now,
oh,
then...
wait a minute. There comes Cedric again. He's got that orange juicer with him. Them things must be defecative.
Well, what's the trouble with them?
Well, Cedric brung one back a while ago, so I give him another, and then... what's the matter, Cedric? Wouldn't this one work neither?
No, Mom. I pushed that little handle down 100 million times and couldn't get a drop of orange juice out of this doggone juicer.
Well, maybe the oranges you was using weren't no good.
Well, I pushed the handle down... Mom?
I say maybe you weren't using good oranges.
Oh. You have to use oranges in it?
Why, sure.
Well, here, you can have the thing then. That thing's a fake.
Huh?
Anybody can get juice out of oranges. That mama of mine's pretty smart. She said I'd been skinned when I brung it home the other day.
Well, who has time to bother with an orange juicer anyway, when Dr. Benjamin Franklin Withers is coming to town Monday?